I thought we were recording.
Sorry,
I
did not record you going ooh-woo.
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 Welcome, everyone. For this month's bonus episode, we have a supplement to me reviewing Gundam based on cover art. We got a couple more titles in.
Yeah, after we published the first one, people pointed out quite correctly that it was not entirely complete. There were some gentle suggestions as well as some less gentle complaints about certain things that we left off, but we simply don't own all of the Gundam yet. We did acquire some new titles.
And after that, we will be doing a mailbag episode. We got a lot of stuff in the mail this month, and so we thought it would be nice to talk a little bit about that. We love getting stuff in the mail, so...
We have all of the mail for the podcast delivered to a post office location near where we record the episodes. However, due to all of everything, we haven't been going as often as we usually do.
It's a very busy post office, and we don't particularly want to go more than once a month or so.
So, we got a pretty good haul this week, and we're going to be opening it live, sort of, during this episode.
No, it'll be live. I tore open or cut the tape or whatever on all the boxes, but I didn't look at anything.
Right.
I made sure not to look at anything.
But I am going to edit it before it goes out. It's not truly live.
Okay.
And we're going to organize the Gundam DVDs and Blu-rays, not according to their date, the way we did the official Nina Predicts episode, but rather according to what I think will be the funniest.
Okay, I'm ready.
And we obtained these DVDs via legitimate methods. And I assure you they are, as far as I know, legitimate DVDs.
To the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
They were purchased from a legitimate source. Should I open this one up and look at the discs themselves?
You can go ahead and do that if you want to.
All right. Tom has just handed me SD Gundam Force. They say that SD stands for Superior Defender.
Hey, why not?
And not Super Deformed, which is how I learned it. A new kind of hero, Captain Gundam. And there is a very large-headed, chibi-looking SD Gundam on the cover. It says it is the complete TV series in Japanese, Mandarin, and Cantonese for the audio. And includes Malay subtitles and English. There will be English. Okay, and then the cover looks sort of painted. And then the back cover has a few of the super deformed mobile suits and a young boy with hair that sticks up a lot. They gave the mobile suits eyes, which I actually love and find super charming. It's looking at me.
It's looking right at you.
They're so cute.
They're one, not cute, one of them Nina, has, they are superior defenders.
One of them has some sort of dragon head thing on its helmet. Anyway, they and one of them has the Japanese and Chinese character for heart. It has like Kokoro in its little chest gem thing. I don't know. It looks very silly, but really wonderful and charming. And I'm very excited to watch it.
You know, I have heard one person say a positive thing about this show.
Oh, no.
Mostly people don't talk about it. For whatever reason, a lot of the SD stuff does not get, like, included on all the Gundam watch-throughs that people do.
Well, perhaps it is very difficult to acquire.
Yes. Yes, it has been.
And then on one inside cover, there is the SD version of the original Gundam again, but clearly computer animated. I'm less interested in seeing that. And then this is one of those that, like, sort of accordions in on itself and opens up quite big. There's some additional artwork with the big anime eyes, but on the Gundam. And the discs sort of have a mix. Two of them have the digital, like, computer-generated art, and two of them have the more hand-drawn-looking animation. I mean, it looks weird, but it looks fun. It looks very sort of tongue-in-cheek. One of the pitfalls that I think would be very possible for Gundam to fall into the longer it continues, which is to say, the more of it I watch, is that it might be too self-serious. And I know it's talking about serious topics, and that's not what I mean exactly. But even when it discusses serious topics, it can do that in sort of an organic way Or it can do that in a very stiff and stilted, and because this is Gundam, you're supposed to know that it's super serious without necessarily justifying that through its own storytelling. And this looks like it sort of throws all of that into the rubbish heap and is like, hey, why don't we design some cool robots that are also cute and see what happens? So I'm excited for that one.
Cool. Then I hope you will also be excited for this next one.
This is Gundam Sangoku, Brave Battle Warriors. Yeah, these have to be from like Southeast Asia. They all have Chinese audio in addition to the Japanese audio, and they're all subtitled in English and Malaysian.
Don't ask questions.
I'm not. Hey, some of you may remember I lived in Southeast Asia for a while. I have fond memories of this sort of thing.
What sort of thing?
Southeast Asian releases of anime.
Legitimate media purchases?
Yes, that too. The art is a bit muddled on the cover. There's clearly a whole bunch of mobile suits there. And again, SD mobile suits, so they're the chibi looking ones, and a lot of them have eyes. But the way that it's drawn, it's really hard to tell where one of these little mobile suits begins and another one ends. It just sort of looks like a mass of bits and pieces. However, the central figure is fairly visible, and for those of you who aren't familiar with Sangoku, that is a historical period.
Sangoku refers to the Three Kingdoms period in China, which the Romance of the Three Kingdoms is about.
And you can tell that there have been some changes to the armor and embellishments on these mobile suits to make them look older.
Medieval, sort of.
The shapes and stuff are much more reminiscent of medieval armors than the very sort of futuristic Gundam that we're used to. The sword is blue, but looks like an actual blade and has gold embellishments on it. I see a lot of stuff that looks maybe a little bit like demons and dragons and unicorns, you know, classic warrior stuff. And then the back has a slightly closer view. Ah, some phoenixes, very nice. Lots of little gem-looking embellishments. Again, this looks like it takes some of the Gundam trappings, but decides to tell a totally different and kind of silly and fun story with it. I hope that's what it is.
Well, only time will tell. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Yes. This is not a Gundam.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
But I'm so excited. It's called Aura Battler Dunbean, or Dunbine. There are some mech-looking things on the cover, but it's much more about the characters. There's somebody with a sword. There's somebody with a gun. I'm reminded very strongly of one of Tom's favorites, Escaflowne, because there's sort of a fantasy story, but also with some technology thrown in and magic sort of vibe to it, and also very pointy noses. Big pointy noses.
An often underappreciated aspect of what makes Escaflowne so good. You're going to watch that with me?
Yeah, I would watch this with you.
Nice.
I poke fun, but I particularly appreciate when an art style is a little different. I say that. Of course, there are some art styles that I don't like, even if they are different from the norm, but I appreciate, you know, a change of pace, something a little visually interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There is a tiny fairy. Or several? Yeah, it looks like several tiny fairies. Or some giants. And a very cool aesthetic, and this looks fun.
All right, and now the last one for today.
Tom has just handed me the Gundam 20th Anniversary Project G-Savior, which I've heard of, so I know a little bit about what to possibly expect here. Again, some very heavy early computer animation vibes from the cover of this. The front cover is just the mobile suit, but all the colors have been sort of tamped down, right? It's not bright primary colors. Everything is a bit gray and green. The space in the background is mostly blue, black, and green. The lettering has the sort of green glow around the outside of it. The back is just the mobile suit again, and then a close-up on the mobile suit's face. But again, everything's very grayed out. There are no bright colors. Everything is sort of gray and green and blue. And not bright blue.
It's all muted.
Everything is very muted, and it doesn't show me a single person or tell me anything other than here is a picture of a mobile suit. So I'm intrigued because of what I've heard about it, but I do not expect it to be good.
That concludes the Nina Predicts portion of the evening, and we are now going into mailbag. I literally have the mail in a bag.
Do you want to open the first one, or do you want me to?
I'm going to give you the first box.
All right. There is no indication on the outside who this is from.
It arrived in a recycled Office Max box. So if you sent us something in an Office Max box, we are opening it now.
Well, this part might say, Ellie sent us printer ink. Thank you so much.
I'm so tired of that warning from Epson.
Yeah.
Replenish ye printer ink.
Nobody ever wants to buy us like boring office supplies, but it is the thing we need the most.
Yeah.
So thank you, Ellie.
All right. I get to open the next one.
All right.
This looks like a book.
Ooh, books.
This was given to us by someone named Amazon Fulfillment Services.
We get a lot of stuff from them. They must be a huge fan.
Super fan. Maybe even a stan. Ooh. All right. This is from a mystery donor. The Soul of Anime, Collaborative Creativity, and Japan's Media Success Story. Yeah, I'm really excited for this.
So I think this person sent us more than one book, and that's why their name is not on here. They wrote us a little message. It says, as someone who has been trying to do panel research during this time as well, I understand the struggle all too well. So I decided to take some of my stimulus money and use it to give your research library a boost. Well, I look forward to opening the box where we find out who did this for us, because that's really wonderful. Thank you.
This looks fantastic.
Yeah, reading.
I like to think that we have over the years accumulated a great wealth of knowledge about anime and anime history and media and media criticism, but neither of us has ever actually been trained to do this, and we don't have the kind of broad perspective that you would get from, like, studying this in college, for example. And so often it feels like we're playing catch-up about the industry and its history. This will help us catch up.
Okay, gimme, gimme.
Ugh, greedy.
This one is from Midian Collectibles. Well, that's who shipped it. I'm sure that's not who it's from. Garze's Wing from the creator of Gundam. Swords will clash.
Famously Tomino's worst work.
Oh, wow. Okay. So fun.
Yes.
We hope.
He was given complete control.
Oh, dear. That's like the most terrifying thing I can hear about an artist. Julie Taymor did incredible work on The Lion King on Broadway. They let her have complete control over something, and we got Spider-Man the Musical, which some of you may remember hearing about. Maybe it didn't get to be a thing outside of New York, but it was a disaster. And not just a disaster, a bunch of people got injured trying to do it also. It was bad. This says it is from Richter, but does not include any other message. Well, thank you, Richter. Maybe we will have to do this as like a fun bonus thing at some point.
All right. I'm opening the small one now.
I don't think
it's jewelry.
Nuts.
I opened this one because I have a sneaking suspicion I know what it is, and it's for me specifically.
Oh.
You can use them too if you want.
They are. Harder to open than expected.
They are fancy Gunpla decals.
Ooh.
Yeah, which arrived in perfect condition. I know you were worried about that.
Who are they from?
These are from DJR. Thank you very much. I can't wait to screw up the application of about the first five of these. Do you want the fragile one or the heavy one?
The fragile one.
Okay.
And this is from Randy.
What is it? What is it?
It's very carefully wrapped up. Ah, there's a note. MSB Crew. Inside this box, there are items from my personal collection I have obtained over the years. There are some Mobile Suit scene spoilers, so might want to browse before Nina does. He assumes you'd be reading the mail. No, I handle the mail. This is just a gift of thanks for all you do. Well, thank you, Randy. Very excited to eventually be allowed to look at this.
It's mine now.
What is it? You can at least describe what it is, even if I can't look at it.
Well, it's a plastic box. It's a very well-wrapped plastic box. Oh, cool. All right, you can see this.
Oh, neat. It's a little plastic figurine of one of the Zagoks.
Yeah, you got it exactly.
I have no confidence in my ability to identify mobile suits, but it is a figure of the top portion of a Zagok and one arm, and there's a big old hole blasted in it, a couple. It's really neat. Oh, and there are a bunch of cards?
Yeah, there's a couple of other little figurines. This one is like a soft, rubber G-armor. It's really cute. It's super chibi.
It's so cute. We'll take photos of these and post them because they're really fun. Ha. Yeah, I'm just sitting here playing with it and laughing to myself.
I'm super enchanted by these.
It's really cute.
Oh, these are wonderful. I think this is a bust of a Gabfly.
That's rather what it looks like. Neat.
All right, now while Nina's distracted, I can look at these cards. Oh, cool. Oh. These are like collectible trading cards of Gundam characters and mobile suits with a bunch of data on the back in Japanese.
That's pretty cool.
And they're from all different series too.
So you'll need to order them so I can look at the ones from stuff that we've covered already. Fun thing to do on a Sunday morning.
Oh, they have already been ordered. There is a warning, spoilers beyond this point.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, Randy.
That was so considerate.
These are really cool. Thank you for sharing your collection with us.
Ah. So cool.
Last one. It's for you. I think it might be another book.
What do you mean it's for me? I opened the last one.
Yeah, but I ended up with it.
That's true. All right. It is two books. I assume it's from the same person who got us the other book.
That's so many books.
All right, we have Beautiful Fighting Girl
yes!
by Saito Tamaki, which is all about the deadly prepubescent girl in anime and manga.
Well, you know, and a very rare character. You don't see those very often. I wonder where they came up with enough material for a whole book.
Yeah, this one mentions...
Also not relevant to Gundam at all.
Cutie Honey, Sailor Moon, Nausicaa. This sounds really fun. And it has several contributors, one of whom is a practicing psychiatrist and the author of more than 24 books, one of whom is an assistant professor of Japanese and comparative literature, one of whom is a... Ooh, NYU's East Asian Studies librarian. So, NYU's East Asian Studies department disintegrated some number of years ago. We had friends who were trying to study there at the time. So
we haven't heard about it lately. Maybe it recovered.
Or is just gone forever. And a culture critic. So that sounds fantastic. And Anime's Media Mix, Franchising Toys and Characters in Japan. So the most useful books from our wish list.
Thank you so much. Currently anonymous benefactor.
I'll get there. The books are just so exciting. And it basically traces the sort of media mix of anime, which is to say not just showing the anime itself, not just selling it, but the toys and the products and the tie-ins.
Super important to understanding the process of making anime. They never make a show and then try to sell it later. Like, the selling it is built in at the DNA level.
From conception, yeah. On the back cover in the blurb, it says, "The rise of anime cannot be understood properly, historically, economically, and culturally, without grasping the integral role that Media Mix played from the start."
Hey, those are all the ways we want to understand it.
So, woohoo! And does this one say who it's from? Oh, Brainchild.
Thank you, Brainchild.
Thank you. The note says, I hope these will all come in handy at some point and help you both to continue delivering the same quality podcast I look forward to every Saturday morning. On the bonus episode you did about dealing with the difficulties of doing a podcast during a pandemic, you noted how much harder research is when you can't go to a library. It's true. I really miss being able to go to the library. But this gives us ample reading material for quite some time. So thank you so much.
There's just so much knowledge inside these. I want to rub them on my brain.
So thank you, everyone, for the wonderful gifts. We are so excited to dig into this stuff. If you would like to send us anything, our mailing address is available on our website, right? No?
I believe our mailing address is on Patreon. We'll post it again with this episode, I guess. We'll put it in the show notes for this episode.
And we love getting postcards, letters. You know, you don't have to send us stuff. Even just a note is really cool.
We have a postcard from a listener hanging up in our kitchen right now because it just brings us so much joy.
And I'm old school. I like snail mail. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this mailbag episode. Let us know what you think on Patreon.
The intro song is Wasp by Misha Dioxin, and the closing music is Long Way Home by Spinning Ratio. You can find links and more in the show notes. And thank you for listening.
Don't motorcyclists know that there are people trying to record podcasts?
They're in Brooklyn. They're probably disrupting half a dozen podcasts right now.
Mail noises.
Careful up here.
All right, I shouldn't actually put it up there.
Do you want it back here?
If we move my computer back a little bit. Okay. This way, I am guaranteed to whack my microphone with a piece of mail like half a dozen times.
Indeed. So many shuffling, crackling noises.
This is called Foley, Nina. That was really small.
Small can be fun. Jewelry comes in small boxes.
Say that more affirmatively, and I'll edit it if I was wrong. These are those academic books with the big words in the small type.